started. Somebody put that in the middle.
Oh, it's recording
in the
now.
Middle.
What?
Ah! All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second ever session of Dragon Hearts. We've had sessions 1 and 1.5. But we are... who wants to recap for everyone? Just give me a brief summary of what happened last time.
I think Hannah got a page and a half, so how brief?
I can go real brief. I can go incomprehensibly brief.
Do that right
do
now.
Do that, yeah.
Okay, place, boat, big crown, we get there, festive, guy, mask, crowd, fall, puzzles, not hard her, fly, rowboat, island that's floating.
Perfect.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. I could not have done it better myself. Why did we play for 4 hours?
Yeah, my notes are generally just what things are called and what they are.
That's
I just did terms. I didn't write down the island.
One of my more cohesive.
Drakuna Suma Samai.
One of my. I don't write down that.
Cursed
stuff.
Island off the coast of Ilia.
I just don't write down.
One of my most cohesive notes was Constantine, blue elf, Slavic slash Russian esque attire, mustache. That's my most cohesive notes.
All I got in regards to the note or to the island was island by Ilya.
Yeah.
A strange man on top of floating place.
All right. Yep. Yes. Six members of our party pull up in a rowboat.
In the sky.
Wait, we're going to get to you later.
It'll take about an hour. So just take a little time.
Yeah. It better not take an hour. You all arrive to this floating island in the sky that seems to be... I'm sorry?
No, I'm not. I'm literally not saying anything. Ignore me.
Okay, that's fine.
You just instantly triggered epic in my
brain. Oh my
brain.
God, just ignore him, please.
There's a floating island.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. Just keep going.
I literally was saying nothing.
No, that's fine. I called you out on it. That's my bad.
As soon as you said epic, I was like, no.
There is a floating rock with a manor on it in the sky. The ground seems distant below you. Like, you're high enough up that there are, like, some low-hanging, like, foggy clouds beneath you.
Oh, my God.
As you come up here.
Magic of the Pegasus Core.
True. Truly. Yes. Definitely magic of the Pegasus Core. You pull up to the manor, you were able to kind of get a good look at the islands beneath you. They look absolutely desolate. It looks like that it has just been, like, scorched by a wildfire. That, like, all of the grass is ashen, all of the trees are petrified. All of the sand around the coast is just black. And it does not look, from what you can tell, it looks like that there might be, like, some like, dead, rotting trees that make up some semblance of a forest off in the distance. But anywhere that is, like, directly underneath you seems pretty desolate. Yes, ma'am.
How big is this floating rock island in the sky? Like, are we talking, like, miles or feet?
I'm probably thinking, like, an acre. Maybe an acre is too small. It is big enough that you can see all of it when you come up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is basically just the grounds of this particular manor.
Okay.
I figured.
So
it's probably good, like 5 or 6 acres.
Okay, 5 or 6 acres.
Yeah, the manor, I'd say it might even be up to 10.
It might even be up to
10. I don't really understand the size of acres, but...
You've seen my parents' house, right?
Yeah.
The land it's on is 1 acre.
Okay, so it's bigger than that.
Yes.
Because their house is bigger.
10 acres is enormous. That's enough for like a full crop farm.
Yeah.
Like a commercial.
But we're also looking at an absolutely massive house on it.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, think of the size of, like, a lavish estate. then put that up in the sky, is size-wise what we're looking at. So once you've docked, you can't really see all the way around it. But
can we see any people on the island as we're approaching?
Yes, you can. You see that there's almost... There seems to be, like, a... You're kind of confused because it looks like there's a dock, but it's just a dock out into the air. And the leading up from the dock to the front entrance of the manor is like this, like sort of like a gravel, like pebble walkway. And lined up on either side of the walkway are absolutely just like stone stiff men in masks that look, for most of you, would look similar to the man that you ran into in the middle. You would recognize them as they look identical to the ones that were downstairs, kind of hassling people.
We're still in the boat.
You're docking as you see all of this.
Can I see if I recognize anything about them?
Careful.
Slips underneath the, like...
You might not would recognize them as the exact people who came and accosted you, but they look exactly like them. They're in the same uniforms.
These are bad guys.
What are you doing?
I want to roll a perception check, see if I recognize anything about their uniforms. I don't think I did anything like that before. Nope.
What'd you roll?
8.
Yeah, this looks all incredibly foreign to you. And you're like a pretty well-traveled person. So to see something that surprises you is the surprise as well.
Guys, I have a +4 to perception.
I don't. So
I should be
that's
good
not me
this.
This time.
I have a +4 to perception as well. I have a +4 to all of that.
Perception?
I think I'm gonna change.
I have a +5 to perception.
Wonderful.
Y'all are so perceiving.
Y'all are really missing
out. Yeah?
Amaryllis
I have a
+3 to perception.
Yeah, that's so fair. I'm sure we'll get back there eventually.
We'll get there very soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as you dock, you see on the dock an older gentleman, looks to be human from what you can tell. He seems to be wearing the same, like the mask that they're wearing is really only over their eyes. And so, shut up. I played my cards too early and I showed Joey the reference that I stole the first episode from.
Yeah. And now I'm just giggling.
Yeah, now you know and right I hate now. This. Why did I do that?
Because your special interest is equal to the sun.
Hey, yo! So, they're all wearing masks to cover their eyes. You see that there's an older gentleman kind of... He seems to be on the dock waiting for you. He seems to be in, like, general butler clothes. Like, he's got the, like,
butler.
Gray
general
pinstripe
butler.
Pants and the, like, tuxedo jacket. But he does, like... He has, like, a long beard and long hair that's all gray. He seems very hunched over. There's no amount of sort of, like, elegance and refinement that, like, can cover up for the fact that he is just very old. And
oh.
He's been in this for a long time.
Oh, no.
So you all dock on the boat docks. And the gentleman just kind of nods and goes, oh, yes, we were hoping that you... would arrive soon. Please come. The master of the house would like to speak to you. Post haste. And he's like, does anyone need a hand out of the boat? He's like, Jill sends out a hand and it's like shaking, and they're like, can I help anybody?
How high is the boat?
I'm just gonna like the edge of the boat.
Huh? How high is the edge of the boat? It's a rowboat. I mean, it's a light boat.
Okay, so it's nothing.
No.
Yeah.
But you are, like, at a dock, so you have to get up out of the boat onto the dock.
If we fail our dexterity, we just fall to our death.
I'm not going to make you roll dexterity for this, mostly because I know that if I did this in real life, I would fall to my death. So, yes.
True.
So...
can I roll?
So he extends a hand to kind of help people up out of the boat.
No one grabs it.
Yes.
No.
Where are people going?
Off the boat.
I was gonna say, yeah, I'm gonna go.
The only place there is to go, off the boat.
Off the boat.
Yes.
On the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, so the older gentleman, kind of slowly shuffling, leads you up the walkway. He's walking slow enough that you can kind of get a better lay of the land as you're walking up. This looks like an incredibly old, like, this is from an architectural style that went out, like over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's very old, but it seems impeccably well kept for being floating up in the sky. You almost feel transported back to a prior time period, being in front of this house. Like, it looks as though that you have just all been magically transported 100 years ago, and you're looking at the house as it existed then. And as you're walking up, you can get a closer look at the gentleman lining up the side of the road. They're kind of lined up on either side, facing into the walkway. And as you patch, they're kind of like in sets facing each other. And as you patch past each set, they bow towards you as you walk forward, kind of slowly, as you make your way up the walkway.
Yes. Constantine.
Let's go around. How does everyone feel about this? Constantine, how are you feeling?
He's probably having to get dragged out of the boat and or hiding behind. Maybe not literally, but he is hiding behind. What's your character's name again?
Ayani.
Ayani?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably
hiding her.
Yeah, he is so not.
There's a lot of room to hide back.
There's a lot of room to hide.
Not down for any of this.
That's fair. How's everyone feeling?
I've got my hand on my weapon, and I'm going to write to August. Is this normal for you?
That's fair. You've been gone. You've left home, for a week?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Terrifying. I never seen anything like this. I'm probably going to have the same, one hand on my gun.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to, just in case. Also, probably trying to keep out in front to, jump
yes.
in front of someone if I need to if something happens.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How's everyone else feeling?
What's Tali
doing?
Well, I wasn't looking at you!
Answer the question, Nathan.
How are you feeling?
Just you, Nathan.
Just you.
Just you in general.
Yeah, Nathan, how are you feeling?
How's Nathan
There's
feeling?
this is an intervention.
I don't care about what Vigo's doing right now.
Excited and
feeling?
Nervous.
Real.
What you doing, Will?
I'm probably very tensely walking.
Like a deer in the headlights would say.
That's racist.
Is he a different? I mean, he's a tiefling. I guess that's a different race.
Yeah.
A fatter.
I'm just very stiffly kind of walking.
Don't move too close for you for that. I'm so sorry.
Very ready to fight.
Tali's probably going to be making polite conversation with the manservant.
Oh yeah.
Just generally oh yeah, how are you doing today? I gotta find the voice.
Whoa,
yeah, this
hello.
Takes a minute, but I respect that. And he's like, oh yes, it has been a rather splendid day so far, quite early, but I do imagine that it will be full of wondrous excitement for all of us. This is a day that has been long awaited by the master and the household. We are most incredibly grateful for the presence of you and your friends. We do believe that this will be quite momentous for everyone.
You've been working here very long?
He kind of laughs and goes, oh, I guess.
Just started.
You tell him my youthful appearance?
He's gone.
He goes, yes, I have worked at the house for my whole life. My parents worked as servants in the house. I grew up here, and I slowly worked my way up.
And now the parents would be so proud of their son being the head butler.
There are a lot of staff that works here.
There used to be quite a bit more. There used to be a bit more. They just require a lot less as time goes on. It's just, it's a big house, but we manage.
I mean, I can keep asking further questions.
No, we can keep going. okay. And with about that, you guys make it up to the front door. There's two more of the gentlemen. They open these just absolutely massive, just like solid, thick wood doors they pry them open. And you were greeted with a very extravagant sort of grand foyer. This place looks as grand on the inside as it does on the outside. It's got sort of like a very like dark, woodsy, sort of like an academic sort of like vibe. Like there's lots of like really dark wood paneling, and there's a whole bunch of Dragonheart lanterns around the wall that flicker that give it sort of like a warm glow over everything.
Dark academia.
Dark academia. But you don't stop here. The head butler continues forward, keeps walking until finally you make it through several hallways that are just like lined with portraits and fancy paintings. Like, actually, somebody roll me a history check.
I got it.
Now.
Somebody
roll,
yeah. Okay, that's a bit better.
That's good.
I mean, you're all allowed to roll history rolls, and then I can tell you what you discovered.
21.
21? Yeah.
We don't roll history rolls.
8.
Yeah.
8.
17.
17.
Unnatural 20.
Okay.
19, 12. Actually.
12. 19? Okay, so on an 8, this looks so incredibly fancy to you. It all looks also incredibly old. The most that you can gather is, yeah, it kind of tracks that a guy who would run an exhibit full of really old artifacts also has more really old artifacts in his house. What was the next highest roll? Was it a 12?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. On a 12, you're able to be like, hey, some of this is really, really, like, some of this is old, some of this is really, really old. Like, you were surprised at how many, like, artifacts from the Tanakian Empire there were as part of the exhibit. There are still more up here as well. And you're like, not even necessarily as an elf, but I feel like as sort of anybody who's an academic in your circles would know that like the Tanakian Empire has been gone for well over a millennia, if not more. So to find anything left of them is wild. And to find this much left is even more,
Either this man is an avid archaeologist or he is a robber.
Yes. What was the next type roll?
Nobody gets this much ancient stuff.
17?
Yeah. Yeah, I have 17.
As you're walking, you notice you walk past a glass case that has a sort of, it looks like a, like, you can't tell necessarily if it's like the metal arm of a robot or if it's like a prosthetic arm. But you see that it's like got like old bronze plating, and it's got little wires that still have like really thin, thin, fine wires that have gold, like the gold residue in them left over from dragon's blood. And you're able to look at this in the case, and you would know enough about Dragonheart technology to know that one of like the biggest displays of Dragonheart technology was this mechanical man, essentially, that was put out as part of an expo. And you're like, that looks suspiciously like all of the pictures of the mechanical man that I've seen before.
Are there pictures?
pictures of...
In this world. Photographs.
Paintings.
Oh, yeah, paintings.
Paintings,
okay.
Paintings, yeah. You know, but it also would kind of make sense for there to be some version of a camera post Dragonheart. Like, I imagine that you can use
Dragonheart. There'd also be, like, drawings.
And yeah, and sketches and stuff
sketches,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, tintype
photography. Yeah, 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 yeah. So yeah, you would have seen, like, sketches that had been submitted to all the newspaper articles and stuff. And you're like, wow, that looks like the arm of the Mechanical Man, from the original Dragonheart Technology Expo. What was the next one? Was it a 19?
I had a 19, and then he had a 20-something.
You had
20, you had a
natural
20.
21.
We're gonna say... On this last one, we'll do generally similar things for everyone. I would say, I'm gonna say that, like, you find a painting hanging up on the wall, and you're like, oh, that's like a really famous painting, and you're like, that must be. At first, you look at it, and you're like, oh, that must be like a professionally done copy of the painting, so that he has a version of it, and then you look a little closer, and you're like. Oh, no, that's, like, the original version of that painting.
Mm.
Wasn't that painting, like, lost? Over, like, that's supposed to be, like, lost to time. How does he have this? Like, and it'll be like, hey, here's a...
Lost media.
Yeah. There's a certain aspect of lost media here. Of, like, this man has collected things that either have been lost or were going to be lost. And he has somehow collected it up here.
Just be careful, don't touch any boxes.
What?
You might get sucked in.
Yeah. Like from the blades.
And end up in a past version of the mansion.
Yeah, that's giving it is giving the blades vibes a little bit.
It is kind of a little bit, which is totally unintentional. you continue walking. You make your way through several ornate hallways full of all of these old artifacts. And finally, you make it up to what look like some ornate doors that open up into a study. You walk in, there's like a grand roaring fireplace over on one wall. There seems to be windows that kind of curve around. Like, you almost seem like you're in a turret, almost. And so, like, one, like, a curved wall has a whole bunch of, like, lead-paned windows, there's a fireplace roaring in the corner, and there seems to be lots, like two-story bookshelves with ladders full of books and old manuscripts and scrolls and loose paper that looks like if you touch it, it would disintegrate. And there seems to be, like, an upflush armchair and some couches and lots of, like, and then there's a desk over in the corner, and there's some. You can tell, just faintly lit by the fireside, that there is a man in a chair who's turned looking outside of the windows, but you can almost catch just a little bit of the side of his face as you walk in. As the door opens and you see all of this, the head butler goes, Master, yes, the guests have officially arrived. He kind of just like shuffles you all in. And closes the door behind you. So.
Okay. Do I see any, like... So we're in the room with the master now, correct? Or...
Yes.
Okay. What? Do I recognize him?
Do you recognize him? Not off the top of your head.
Okay.
If anything, you're like... Oh, okay. So the guy that was in the middle of the circle was supposed to look like the Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got very similarly ornate robes. And, like, incredibly elegant, very detailed, lots of, like, embroidering and beading, and they're, like, probably took, like, a lifetime to make.
Yeah.
Just this set of clothes alone. Yes. As the door closes, he turns around, and you're able to get a good look at him for the first time. You see an elf. He has dark blue skin, Dark.
Oh, you think we all know each other?
She gave me a look.
No.
It's your dad.
Dark. Dark. Dark navy, almost black hair. And there are two things that you notice about him first. The first thing that you notice is that half of his face almost, there's a mask that, not just his eyes, but covers the whole half of his face.
Like a Phantom of the Opera.
It's very Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. Gunner, you notice that he has giant antlers coming off of his head.
Oh. It's your dad!
We
all hate our fathers here.
Yeah.
Well, not
I don't
me.
Hate my dad.
I love my dad.
Your dad's great!
My dad's great!
As far as you know.
My dad's great, guys. I love my dad.
Do any of
your
us?
Dad's great.
When was the first time you met your dad again?
Wouldn't you like to know, mother boy?
You don't know.
Oh, that's right. I don't have that memory anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. What kind of antlers? Like deer antlers?
Yeah, I kind of imagine. They look, yours look like they swoop back, but then they don't have a whole lot coming off of them. I imagine his are just sort of like ginormous, and they come out this way. They almost
like
seem...
Yeah.
Yeah, they almost seem to like come around in a circle and up the back.
Hell,
like it's
yeah.
like a
so
like
cool.
a crown almost.
We found him.
Found who?
The knight.
Shut up. No, so yes. And Gunner, I'll tell you, you've never seen another elf with antlers before.
Mm-hmm.
And when he turns, you can see in his eyes that the one eye is obscured by the mask, but the other one is just absolutely just like white.
He doesn't have eyes.
He has no eyes.
He has no eyes.
And he just turns and he just goes, "Ah, yes, welcome. I've been so looking forward to getting to meet all of the wonderful winners of our contest. Please, come, sit." And he kind of gestures at some of the seats around the way. He gets up and comes around. And he's like, "Tea? Anybody want some tea?" I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This is not that kind of tea.
Any OT?
No.
You're not here.
Connie
Stoll. He comes over with a tray that's been waiting.
I will write yes, please.
Yes.
Connie's still hiding behind you.
Mm-hmm.
He's still like trying to like,
oh yeah,
side.
No, she is still standing by the door. She has not gone and sat down. She is still standing. She is extremely suspicious of every single thing that is going on right now. And she has entered like bodyguard mode. She's entered like German Shepherd mode. Like she is not
ears up.
Yeah.
He's gonna come over and like rest a reassuring hand on your shoulder.
Oh, she's not having that.
And he just goes, "Annie, I assure you that none of your enemies will find you here. Please come have a seat."
How does he know your name?
How long is his arm?
It's probably like it's a reassuring hand on your elbow.
Don't touch my weenus.
It's not like the end
of
She's going to like go closer to the seating, but she's still not sitting down.
Okay.
And she's still also making sure that Constantine is comfortable.
So he sees your note about wanting tea. He pours you a glass and he goes, "Lickness, do you take one or two sugars?" Wonderful. He goes and grabs it and hands it off to you.
I
hate this so much.
Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to interrupt your hospitality, but I think my companions and I would like to know a little bit more about what's going on here before we accept anything.
He goes, yes, August, I 100% respect any of your...
What?
Thumbs up.
What?
Any of your premonitions, I'm sure that this is all... I understand that this is all... meeting under strange circumstances, but I
That's
can assure you, and I assure you that we do have much to discuss, but I mean, there's no need to rush. It's been a very long evening for all of you, I imagine. I have tea, and I have food, and I see no point in us being able to sort of take a moment of respite before we dive into the nitty-gritty of everything.
We gotta rest on the boat.
Well, that's true. that is fair, Gunnar. I imagine. I don't know how much sleep you got on the boat,
enough.
But fine, fine. Who am I? Who am I to judge? He kind of pulls over an armchair and sits down, and he's like, fine, fine. If everyone would like to get it down to the more official business of the evening, we do have much to discuss. And he kind of looks around and goes, there's only six of you. There's supposed to be seven. He goes, are you missing somebody?
We don't really even know each other, sir.
When you kidnapped.
How did you know you were
kidnapped?
Us?
Is a strong word.
That applies perfectly to the situation.
How did you know to expect us?
Kidnapping also assumes that you're not allowed to leave, and we will discuss arrangements when we get back to the mainland in a moment.
Once you're done with your business, that still falls under kidnapping. This entire environment has been organized and orchestrated. You even blew up your own ship. I don't know about you, but that's such a silly display.
We don't need it anymore.
So, what'd you do with the rest of the people?
Yeah, I was just thinking that exact question.
She goes, he goes, yes, I know. You're all quite noble heroes. I would expect you to care about all of the other people who were there. I can assure you that they are all safe and sound. They have all been distributed back to where they belong. And they are all back with their families. It will be a fun story that they will all tell each other around the fireside in years.
You could have
where
just sent us letters.
This could have been
hold
an email.
On. Roll insight first.
Ah!
Oh,
no.
Oh, God.
I rolled a one for a six total.
Yeah, no, you just fully believe him.
Okay.
You're just like, yeah, this man is...
Are we all rolling insight?
I'll roll insight, I rolled an unnatural 20.
What are we rolling insight on? I didn't...
This guy
didn't
say no.
On his statement about...
If everybody's back where everybody's safe and fine and back where they're supposed to be, like I said, I rolled an unnatural 20.
I
was gonna roll insight after my next question.
I'll message you.
Okay.
Mostly because, like, if you get it right, I don't want everyone else to be working under the assumption that you have.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
I rolled 16.
Yeah.
That's what I rolled before the plus.
Should I roll?
Well, I rolled
13.
I rolled
16.
I rolled 16.
You should have too. You're right.
I don't know.
Jerma in GTA 4 with a bunch of biker gang guys.
Not Jerma.
In, like, a burger restaurant. It's like, we got a beer.
Yeah.
Burgers?
Yeah.
Hot dogs?
Yeah.
Motorcycles?
Yeah.
Beer?
Yeah.
Hot babes? Alright, meeting adjourned.
Yeah.
And they all leave and they all get hit by a car.
It's incredible. Truck who comes to the rescue.
So the truck hits him at like Mach 3. Like down the road, like highways.
You just
don't
even see that it's a truck. They're just gone.
See, it's
just
gone. For like two, it's there for like two frames.
It looks like the flat. Have you? Okay.
Huh. Okay.
If you need, if you knew that we were coming, why not send us in the mail?
Well, wait, I had to figure out if it was you.
Does Annie like visibly react to this information?
What do you do with this? The insight that you have gained.
I'm just kind of staring at him, and I kind of like tilt my head. Like she tilts her head a bit.
Tali's gonna point at her subtly and be like, "What are you sensing?" Using message, which means that only she hears the message, and she can whisper back to me.
You still have to like.
I just still have to point. I can say
the magic
point.
Word, I think.
It definitely says
like
that
this,
only the target
hears. You have to say the magic word, but you don't have to say the message.
Yeah.
So
I'm going
it has
to
a
send
verbal
you
component,
a message.
Right?
I'm going to send her a message.
Or I could totally pull out the strict tape of everyone you can hear. But I won't, because that's been used.
That's
a use.
No double dipping, basically.
As far as we know, or something
whisper. The verbal is the whispering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the semantic is the pointing.
Yeah.
That's see. Semantic means you have to move to do it, and that is the point.
Yes.
Verbal means you have to clearly enunciate a magic phrase to do it.
Well, I imagine the verbal is talking that it has to be a spoken message.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Whatever, let's just continue.
I was going to say, yeah. She,
doesn't matter.
She will message back, like, I think.
You can reply to this message.
I think he might view it like that, but that might not be the truth.
Drinking water out of a teacup is so much fancy.
It is. I respect that.
Well,
you managed to convey that information to each other, and you hear him wave. Goes no secret conversations. We're trying to do this as a group, okay?
He would not know.
He but does. He doesn't know what you told her, but he does sense know he that might magic be has been cast in the space around.
He'd probably be able to tell that he cast that. Probably. Usually, that's how people tend to. Usually, when we're trying to identify if somebody's done something magical, we're just making hard contact.
Yeah. But he doesn't know what we're talking about.
Right. After that inside roll, I'm going to. Where do you think that you're supposed to be?
He goes.
Or where do you think they belong? Since that's where you said they went.
Ooh.
Back home with their families, obviously. Is that what that we were all going for? This is all the Marvel Fantastique is a big
they're
show.
Unaffected.
They're unaffected by what?
I don't know any
bombs.
Nonsense
you think
done.
I put a spell on them? I've got much more important things to be doing with my time.
You blew up a
other
museum.
Than messing with people's lives for no reason other than your own.
This was all very
I assure
extra.
You that this is about much more than my own life, and if you would give me a moment to explain, I'm sure that we can all come to a similar understanding.
Were they refunded for their cruise?
Did you provide a refund for their trauma?
You blew up all those artifacts.
He goes, there are so many. Do you think that I would put the original artifacts on that ship? First off, I'm not stupid.
We're all gonna give him a look, I think.
Constantine would not have been able to know the difference between like a real and a replica.
I'm gonna be honest, this guy can probably make really convincing replicas.
I'm gonna say because it's not your specialty, then no. If it was like in your special like
interest,
if it was in your
if you were the guy
discipline,
from,
then yes.
If you were the guy Pawn Stars calls.
Yes.
We know a guy.
No, this is ancient Mesopotamian tablets. I can read this cuneiform right here.
I'll give you $6 for it.
This is the unfinished. This is the remnants of what's left of the Epic of Gilgamesh. The missing tablets from the Bible.
Oh my god.
The Dead Sea Scrolls.
I'll give you a Dead Sea Scroll for $8.
Okay. This is the lost pilot for Epic of Gilgamesh 2.
Oh my god.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Finish talking.
He goes, yes. I promise you that everyone is back where they're supposed to be. Yes. So.
What a funny way to say shut up. Finish talking.
Jesus.
He goes, but to be fair, we have questions all around. But my question still stands. There's supposed to be 7 of you. Who are you missing?
I don't know.
How are we supposed to know?
I was going
to
say, why would we know? We just met each other.
No way the person could be.
Evidently, we just met each other.
Evidently, you knew who
well,
was to come.
Not completely, but like most of us.
For the most part.
For the most part. Yeah, wait, I would know about your brother.
Yes.
Where is
he was off on another job. He wasn't supposed to be here.
Sibling.
Wait.
He kind of looks at him and goes, yes, where is your brother?
Wait, do you know that he is the brother?
Off on another job.
No.
No, I don't know that, I don't know him.
Aragorn.
So you know that he has a brother?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
You do know that he is a brother.
Yes.
He goes, this makes for an interesting conundrum.
Can't you just wave your little magic hands and get him in here?
The conductor is asking why the woodwinds are out of sync.
Oh.
This is your party.
There's a sink? Sorry.
It's a confusing metaphor.
He goes, hold for just a moment. I need to speak to somebody outside. And he goes back outside.
I want to try
He doesn't, like, close the door. He kind of peeks his head out the door. And you can see him talking to the butler outside. And you can't hear what he's talking about, but then he just kind of like this. And he comes back and he goes, okay. It seems that there has been only a slight delay. He should be with us shortly. He's currently unconscious, which I swear is not my fault. They found him like that. But he is currently resting and will be with us shortly. So. I'll have to give this spiel twice.
Where's my brother?
Man, you sure hate talking.
You all apparently also hate listening to me.
I'm sorry, you just endangered people. My bad. My mistake.
It is certainly extra. To blow up the ship.
I just didn't need it anymore.
Did you do those people?
You really don't think about your impact on others, do you?
I assure you that my impact on others will be quite evident in just a moment.
You didn't really think of the first impression there. Why didn't I just go super deep in Southern?
You didn't really think about the first impression.
I just went cowboy. Heavy cowboy there.
August?
That's me! Okay.
I'm sorry, you play Gunner.
Gunner.
I'm sorry, I did the wrong
He's
voice.
The Gunner. Gunner. I hardly know her.
That's not gonna be the last time that joke.
Nope.
Oh,
no.
I did not think about that. Who I'm playing with.
You really know your audience when you name your
Well,
character.
Is it Gunner or Gunnar?
Gunnar.
It's Gunnar.
Gunnar? Yeah. Hardly know R.
But is that really gonna stop?
Hardly know R.
Hardly know R.
Pirate core?
It's gonna turn pirate.
Yeah,
okay.
Reel
it in, guys. All right.
That's my character voice, actually.
Okay. Yes. So, let me tell you the tale and hopefully explain why you are here, how everything has happened, and it will all make sense shortly.
Alexa, play the legend from Deltarune.
No.
Shut up. I'm not going to do it in his voice. The man, it's not necessary. He describes himself that he is the Oracle. That is the only title that is relevant. Any name that he might once have had is lost well to the eons of time. He is the Oracle. He serves as the sort of the facilitator and the wayfinder of a specific group of people called the Septa Magica.
Septa?
Septa Magica.
Septa.
Seven.
S-E-P-T-E
Magica.
A-G-I-S-C-A. There's no S. I screwed up because every time that I go to say C, I say S, and then every time I go to say S, I say C. Don't ask me why. He says that the Septa Magica are a special group of seven individuals that are chosen by the powers that be, entirely outside of his control, that they exist. They're a group of people that are not necessarily reincarnated, but their purpose reincarnates throughout time, and they usher in new ages of the world. So every time that the universe is going to go through a grand transition into a new age, the Septa Magica are there in order to both oversee the transition and also sort of govern the new age. He says that the Marvel Fantastiques so as the Oracle, his job is to find those people, make them aware of their purpose, and kind of be the one to set them out on the grand journey that the Septa Magica always has to go on.
Get ready for an age changer. Got it. Get ready for an age changer.
So he's basically
he's
the guy.
He's here the whole time.
Oh my god.
Tonight's guest.
Yes.
So basically, he's the guy that finds the Septa Magica.
Yes.
Okay.
And he explains that the Marvel Fantastique existed to find. To travel the lands of Curzia, Ilia, and Tanakh in order to find the Septa Magica. He says that it's always foretold that they all come at once, that they all seem to find each other through mysterious circumstances, and that they are united in a age to basically get rid of the old guard and then usher in a new age and then govern the new age until in a couple thousand years there'll be a new round of the Septa Magica and the whole cycle will start over again.
The test on the boat, that was to see if we were the Septa Magica.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, Constantine, I knew that you would get this. I knew that you would understand.
I don't. How would
you? No one else would have been able to figure out those questions. No one else would have figured out to think of the star as the oldest thing in the sky.
Well, I think but nobody else is here. Nobody else solved all of the puzzles.
Nobody else solved the problem. Wait, so the ship was on tour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the ship, it was a traveling like museum festival thing that
mm-hmm.
nobody succeeded in it. How many boats have you blown up?
Well, hold on. The puzzles don't happen every time. It's normally just like a show. Who remembers that I made you roll a wisdom check when you walked in?
You made two people roll a wisdom check.
Because they were the only people that we actually acted out them walking through.
I rolled like an 18 and did nothing.
The wrong guy.
Yeah, I also
rolled an 18 and got nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you would
have. The rest of us rolled.
I rolled.
You rolled, yes.
Yes.
I don't remember what happened when I rolled.
Nothing.
I don't think anything did happen.
Yeah, not at the time.
No. But he goes, the ship was equipped with a sort of sensor of some sort that was supposed to sense whenever members of the Septa Magica entered the boat. And then, obviously, we had then there's the whole puzzle gambit that you, in order to figure out exactly.
Would know who they are. How did you know what to put out as the quiz? Surely people would have. What if a riddle master had gone onto the boat and solved your riddles?
Well then perhaps that the riddle master was part of the Septa Magica.
Do you know?
Real in this
universe? Do you know a lot of riddle masters?
We'll get into it.
I know of many who
fate?
Are enjoyable, who
you're
are masters of solving
you
riddles.
You went pretty easily.
Huh? Destiny.
Are you a riddle master?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
All along?
Master as in very good. Not necessarily they have a doctorate.
Okay.
No, if you're a master, you don't have a doctorate. You just have a master's.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The master, Ayo!
Well,
I know, that's,
yeah, that's what
mean.
She was saying.
Ayani definitely knew that.
Ayani 100% knew that. She knows the higher education.
Yeah. I definitely have a master.
Yes.
Whatever that is. Question mark.
You haven't got far enough into JoJo to.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten to part three with her,
no,
yet, have you?
No.
No.
We're almost done with part two.
Yeah.
But, there's a concept similar to this.
Yes, yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten there, so I didn't steal it from them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You would just say that she's in the same brain.
Do you believe in gravity?
Continuing that,
we have to go to the Kennedy Space Center.
Wait, part three.
Yeah, well, even still in part three, the similar concept.
Yes, but okay.
Stand users draw to each
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're
stand way
users.
Off topic.
Drawn to each other by fate.
Back to the model.
Yes.
Like,
back
yes.
to
the model.
Yeah. So he basically just explains that that you will all have to go on a quest in order to basically defeat all of the previous Scepter Magica members. In order.
I was about to say seven evil exes.
In order to take your rightful places as the basically the next rulers of the world.
Man,
are
this
they...
reminds me of something I've heard of called Madoka Magica.
Oh my god.
I don't know how this reminds you of Madoka Magica.
Because they're all magical girls who have to defeat witches, but then the witches turn out to be the previous magical girls.
In that
like
regard,
Highlander.
Sure, yes.
Are
so
these...
that means we'll be defeated one day by the next set?
It is the grand cycle of the Septa Magica.
Are the previous magic...
Are they evil?
Yeah,
like...
are they evil? Are they inherently bad? That
well,
we...
I would, yeah, I would do this. Why?
Yeah.
Well, because if you don't, then the world will never get ushered into another age and everything will kind of crumble to pieces.
By your MacGuffin, at least.
Crumble?
Crumble?
Yeah, what do you mean crumble? You didn't get that far.
Go back to the all that evil thing.
Go back to
too.
The crumbling thing.
Sorry.
What meanest thou by crumble?
Yes. He goes, well, the Septa Magica, unfortunately, one of the consequences of the role is, I'm still doing this at first, one of the consequences of the role of the Septa Magica is that being alive that long
does slowly corrupt you over time. And so that's why you have to usher them out every once in a while in order to usher in a new age, is because they exist in this world for long enough that they are slowly corrupted and taken out by the next guys.
So we should do this because...
I still fail to understand the consequences.
But if you don't get rid of them, then that corruption will only spread. And what was sort of contained to just a separate matter... Are you good?
Yep. Let's go get water.
So, what started as corruption just in the Septa Magica will then spread throughout the rest of the world.
What? I still do not understand what...
Bless you.
I still do not understand what this corruption implies. Like the evil corruption. I fail to... understand?
Is this like some kind of disease?
It is,
And we're doomed to it? And apparently living until the next set?
He just explains that... He goes, the only information that I have for everyone is that, as Septa Magica, you have to, defeat the previous round of the Septa Magica before they become corrupted. To the point of destroying the whole rest of the world. The world has to go through certain cycles of renewal, and if it doesn't go into renewal, it just decays. So, but I can imagine this is a lot to take in at once. I understand that you all seem to have much confusion about everything. We have rooms set up in the castle if you need a moment to rest. We will discuss more about specifics later as well. So.
Do you have anyone to corroborate your story?
I was about to ask for citations.
Yeah, citations, a second hand, like second, what's the thing with doctors where you get a second opinion? There we go, second opinion.
Second opinion.
You said. Like, I mean, we just have to say that you know this.
He goes, well, I'm the Oracle, that's my job to know things.
Yes, but you told us you were the Oracle, nobody else did.
Well, to be fair, though...
You're going off your own word.
His people said he was the Oracle.
The people he hires. Do you have a corroborator?
He goes, I have texts about the Septa Magica that I could pull up if you'd like to look at them.
Did you write them?
I did not write them. They exist before me.
But so, you say you've existed for forever, kind of.
So wait, for a very long time.
So is it the same thing with you and being the Oracle? Will you one day get slain by the next Oracle?
Kind of sounds like you're the only Oracle.
I am somewhat busy with a different task at the moment. Because
okay,
I assure
you... So the reason
you...
I am writing this down is so that it does not get read to the
table.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I read it out loud anyway. I had to read it out loud in order
to
process what was
said.
Yeah,
you did last time as well. But maybe I should just...
That would also work.
Well, you're the thing.
Huh?
Well, you're the thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
So you will not check.
So, he goes, this is a lot to take in. I will find you the texts. I will go dig through the archives, but I can assure you that I can find them. If you would like to take a moment to rest, to just make sure that everything is...
Make sure that everything is...
Yes. I'm sorry, did you just expect us to believe you outright?
He goes...
Well, I have... My stole! He remembers he has his caravan full of all of his belongings over back in town.
No. I will make sure that you make it all back to your stuff. Yes, I assure you.
We cut to the cart. There's like a bunch of orphans like, hey, I saw something in there. I wonder what's inside.
Oh, no.
Time doesn't pass where we are right
orphan
now.
Orphan disease.
And they can't read all the labels that say warning lead.
This is like candy. God.
If you'll just take me to my brother,
yes.
We'll discuss this more later.
Yes.
It's like a jar of Tums or something.
God.
So he calls, the butler comes back in. He takes you down to. He takes you down to like a row of rooms. There's seven of them. There's one for each of you. They do all have interconnecting doors, so that you can still talk to each other. But you all have like your own suite. essentially.
Is it arranged like a heptagon? Where, like, they've got, like, they all, like, connect in the middle? Like,
sure,
you know?
Yeah.
Like a Japanese
I'm not sure how to draw what
thing,
I'm thinking.
Where they have,
like
a main
hall
room
into a room, and
then
the room
Yeah, and then there's,
yes.
like, there's, like, a hallway that goes around them, and then the rooms are in the middle, and then they have, like, meet them.
Yes.
For the door that goes between.
That's not how it was, but it is now.
Yes.
Macy was ready to agree to any of that.
Yeah.
She's like,
sure.
Yeah, that works.
I don't even know how I would begin to draw that, but.
So basically, it's a circle of rooms that all enter out into common meeting space. But each of the seven rooms wants to each draw, and he goes, yes. I'm sure. I'm the master will be returning shortly in order to. Discuss more future plans, but please make yourselves at home. And if you need anything, he points to a bell over on the wall. He's like, "Feel free to ring, and I will be sure shortly." And he toddles off. So,
shortly? Does he think shortly is?
he dolls off. You are alone.
Did he point out the room that he goes in?
You're more than welcome to investigate the rooms in order to find him. You didn't point it out.
The rooms to find Vigo.
Yes. Yeah, you find one of the rooms, you've, opened one of the rooms and laid out on the bed, with...
Ori.
What?
You call him Ori.
Oh,
Ori
is that
the Oracle.
Oracle.
No,
oh.
Ori the Oracle, yeah.
Ori. Didn't you say that your nickname was Connie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Connie.
I was just remembering that. There you go, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not quite what I was thinking. I was thinking of actually the other way around.
Got
like
the rooms
around
the
inside.
No.
Yeah.
So they're all a bunch of triangles?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, seven stars.
Yeah.
The seven pointed star.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that makes what you drew makes far more sense.
That was what I was imagining.
That's what I was thinking
when you were explaining it.
So you enter one of the rooms. There seems to be a lantern lamp over in the corner that casts some warm dragon fire light over Vigo. You see him looking quite snug in the very ornate bed. He does look a little worse for wear. You're a little concerned. He's got like a big bruise over his cheekbone, and like half of his face is wrapped in what looks like a fresh bandage now. But he looks like he's seen things.
Oh, no.
Did this guy got a medicine check on him?
Yeah.
I'm not good at it, but I will do it.
I'm thinking your side quest was you getting jumped by and abducted by a bunch of robots.
Yeah. Nope. That's a five.
Oh.
A
nope,
five.
You will find out.
Yep.
Water.
That's a five.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like... I'm going to say that the only thing that you get is that he was attacked. But that does not give you any elucidation on why or how or what.
Is there any water in the room? Like a pitcher of water or something?
Yeah, there's a pitcher of water.
I'm gonna dump a pitcher of water on his head.
He doesn't react.
Hello.
Just kidding.
No, he does.
Sibling horror.
Polly's definitely gonna notice the commotion.
What'd
be
you
like,
do that for?
What's going on in here?
Why'd you
vaguely know that guy?
Hey, yeah.
Look, I just wanted to have a little bit of fun, okay?
So you went and got beat up?
No, of course not.
Sibling core.
I had fun, then I got beat up.
No, that makes more sense. Okay.
I went looking for a fight.
Well, that's not new.
Did you find one?
I guess you found it.
Who all's in the room right now?
Not me.
I'm in the doorway.
Tolly's in the doorway.
So I'm in the doorway. I'm just like... I think I've seen you before.
I know your face.
You do some
I
sort
know
of
your
like
face.
You do some sort of traveling thing, don't you?
Yeah. So, have you heard the spiel from the guy yet?
I have not. I don't even know where I am right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he says he's some immortal taskmaster who's gotta task seven people to kill seven people to kill seven people to kill seven people.
Okay.
That's a very simplified version of what he said, I guess.
It was
also,
sort of crazy.
I'm gonna like lean over and kind of whisper at him.
He's also an elf tiefling. An elf tiefling.
Oh, I didn't think they existed.
How
friend.
Do you know he's a tiefling?
I'll probably answer.
Oh.
Are our rooms labeled, or are they just rooms?
They're just rooms.
They're just rooms.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have found
them. If they were labeled, and I should have said yes, but they're not. Because that's what I said first.
Well, if they're reused, it would be...
Yeah.
Weird. What? If they were... I guess they could take it off and put the new one on there.
They have little, like, little things you can slide name cards into.
That's an old note card that had other stuff written on it. I don't remember what it's from.
Okay, quick. Everybody pick where your room is.
Duh!
Oh, okay.
I think Vigo is probably right by the door.
Hey, Annie, poke me next to you.
Okay.
Considering how quickly I found him, I'm assuming he's the first door I walked to, which would have been the first
also,
one next to
Also, you just
the door.
Had to open 7 doors. I think you would have found him eventually.
Well, yeah, but it was just like... She's like, you open a door, he's there.
Sure. Well, I said that you go through the rooms and you find which one has Vigo.
Is there...
I don't necessarily imply that it was the first one.
So, the hall... So, our rooms are at the end of this hallway. Mm-hmm. And the hallway...
Froze Nate for a second.
Okay, so we're in the... So, I guess what I'm thinking is... So, we're not, locked in this hallway. Like, we're still... Okay. So, we enter through the front door into the foyer.
Yeah.
And... in the foyer, that's the Oracle. Then Oracle leaves.
Well, not
in
the foyer. You walk through. You wind through some hallways and up and down some stairs until you get to his office.
Okay, and then
from the office, you wind away a little bit more, and then you get to the sleeping wing.
There were so many scenes in there. Then she said fireplace first thing, and I was like, wow. It's just
hopefully you can read that. You can see the first letters of all the names, it's fine. We all have different first letters, well, except for, actually, I guess.
Yeah. I picked a unique one.
Yeah.
She's got a P.
No, I don't.
There's a P?
How did you get here? We were kidnapped. My quiz is not going to be
anymore. Yeah, he blew up a ship. Mm.
So that's what that was.
Yeah, I was chasing Yenny.
Pronounce her name differently every time.
I've been saying it Ayeni for the most part.
Ayeni.
Ayeni?
Ayeni.
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 So, pronouncing it Ayeni.
It's either one. Either one.
So yeah.
I will.
The letter A. She doesn't even care.
The letter A and then Yeni.
Huh?
She's trying to insure herself.
Ayeni.
Genuinely.
As in a singular Yeni.
One.
Can we call her
Yeni? One Yeni.
Yeah. Why not? She never had one of those before.
I just remember
she has.
Not nice ones.
Yeah. That's about to say.
I just remember seeing an explosion, and then someone at the dock said something about an elf, a tiefling elf. And I knew it had to be you, so I went.
Why were you in the... Golly, I can't get my voice right. Why were you in the city?
Well, that's where the fight was taking place. I got a flyer that had a message on it that led me there.
Not yours.
Oh. It was like an underground fire.
He was the one.
Yeah. It's not exactly,
Did the rest of the rooms have locks?
More like the individual rooms have locks?
I did get pretty close.
They have locks in the way
of winning. I bet a lot of gold and I almost won.
All of the doors in my house have locks on.
How much you lose?
Oh, I mean, they just have normal locks.
Yeah, they have normal
locks. Okay, that's good.
I thought you were supposed to be the frugal one.
Yeah, I told her some guy that blew $500 on that
bike. Oh my!
6 gold total.
Yep. You almost got a whole bottle of water dunked on you, Zoe.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go back to bed now.
You seem to be in relatively fine condition.
I'm not.
At this point, I just feel like you should have tipped me more.
I mean, shouldn't you have had a long rest by now?
Probably. Maybe.
No, he hasn't been resting continually for 8 hours at any point in time.
Fair enough.
So,
All right, you go take a nap. I'm going to go talk to this Oracle guy.
He's only been unconscious in 2 to 3 hour spurts.
I think he kind of told us he was going to talk to us later. He wanted a break from us.
Yeah, I'm going to pass out so that I can...
You're just going to pass out?
Yeah, because I have
my head
a point
hit the wall.
Of exhaustion, Bow. So... I want to get
Do you
want
to sleep for 8 hours?
I want to sleep as long as I can before being woken up.
I'll give him a little bit of time without us, and then I'll give him can I go back.
Yeah, I kind of think he was getting rid of us for a bit, yeah.
Man, I mean, that's fair.
I don't really know what he was expecting. He just was like, hey, this is
how I think things are. And then we were like, what are you talking about? And he was like, why didn't you accept that immediately? He thinks a lot about himself. Of himself.
He also didn't give a great first impression by making us think he was killing a bunch of people. And
that's kind
up
of
ship.
The worst way you can make a first impression,
yeah.
I think.
I don't know how we thought our reactions were going to be to him blowing up a ship that we thought was full of people.
I mean, I called it stupid before. I stand by that.
Fair.
Okay.
Connie's probably been meandering in the halls this whole time.
Connie, have
you
found a room
I'm
yet?
I'm going to say that you probably can't leave the foyer room.
We left the foyer.
No, you're in the little meeting. You're in the little common room.
We're in here.
Yes.
Can't leave here.
You're in the little common room. You can't leave the common room.
So there's
the butler locked it behind you.
Look at the picture again.
Well, I know, but I'm wondering is like, so
the hallway door is locked.
So front door, foyer, you go through a bunch of hallways, then we enter this common room.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave the Heptagon.
Yeah.
Okay.
The big circle room.
Okay.
That's where we are.
I know that. I just didn't know where we were in relation to everything else in the house.
You can still meander and look in the different rooms
Octagon.
And stuff. You just have to stay in
Octagon,
that Octagon thing.
Septagon. Is there anything in
are
this?
Are there books or anything in there?
Hmm?
Are there books or anything in there?
Yeah, I imagine that there are some books. There look like that there are some of the books by the, there's a fireplace in this common room. There are some books by the fireplace that are like, that seem almost to be like entertaining, schlocky, adventure novels almost. Somebody like an Indiana Jones style
strange
sort of
poet
like,
on El Plateau.
Yeah, very strange. No, on El Plateau.
It's Monty Le Montgomery.
So you find like the books that have been put there to be entertaining.
There's no like informative books.
There's probably
like the books he was talking about, or ones on mutations and tieflings.
There's probably gonna be some history books, but they're gonna be more like popular history books. You're not gonna find anything of academic quality in
Who
here.
Who was Albert Einstein?
Gonna look at the book and be like, I've read these already.
Either you really like reading books or you were really bored.
I didn't have a lot to do growing up.
Fell.
Where did you grow up?
What was the F one? Curzon.
Okay, that's one of three countries. That doesn't answer much.
Okay.
That's
so true.
Legitimately wasn't sure if you were intentionally being vague or if you were just trying I wanted to establish whether you were being intentionally vague or not.
No, that's fair.
How
he would have responded to those questions.
While you guys are in here, do we want to do Nightwatch?
Ooh.
I thought that we were setting up for that. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do Nightwatch. All right, everyone roll dice. We'll throw Nathan in here and Nathan's group can just go last.
Are we doing the D4 or D6?
D6, I believe.
D6, yeah.
Oh, D20. That's not a D6, Nathan.
Got two.
We still need to find something that can like a website or something that can shuffle people.
You
that's
can do
still
that.
Gonna...
I mean, I can pick people because
well,
I have a chart. I made a chart in Excel.
Yay!
He's all yours.
Some people are going to be in the same group
oh gosh,
with this method.
This plus one.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'll do. I'll probably just if it looks like that we're going to have too many people in the same group, then we'll just. Or I can just pick people to be together if you'd like
to. Yeah,
sure. I can do that.
I was kind of hoping to specifically talk to Yenny.
Hey, I'm
okay.
Sure. I just specifically talked to
God, he's
from
the party.
Well,
so was I. and
well,
we rolled the same number, so.
Okay, well, okay, so everyone roll, and then
yes.
if it looks like there are too many people who are going to be in the same group, which we're early enough and on that it probably shouldn't be that way, and then we can decide from there. So who rolled between a 1 and a 2? Okay, so y'all can be together.
And not talk.
Yes.
That's fine.
This is fine.
This is fine.
Building
on fine.
Who let the brand do that? All right, then who rolled between a 3 and a 4? So the two of y'all be together. The three of y'all can be together.
I'm so excited.
We kind of already were, so that works out.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you too. Why? I feel like it's gonna be a really funny dynamic.
I'm gonna get my drink. Well,
your drink.
Drink. Doink. Doink.
I'm not till last.
What did you roll?
6.
You roll 6. Okay.
6.
You're with us.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
Are we first?
Just the last people. Yeah, we'll go in order of the ones that we described.
Damn,
alright. I'm kind of the group we were already talking.
Yeah.
I'm not actually aware that any of this has been decided.
So. I probably need to explain more of it to you.
We'll need to be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Annie, if you go looking for
Lickfish,
you will find that he's locked in the room.
Alright, I guess I will go to the door and just give a little knock.
You'll hear some rustling, and then he will come to the door with his backpack kind of askew.
Oh, no, I just...
No? Yeah, it's fine. Hold on.
Sorry.
We're starting the whole, like, sleeping. My brain is...
In shifts,
yes.
Wait, why are we sleeping in shifts?
We don't trust anybody.
Well, I don't know if we're necessarily doing night watch in the sense that you're keeping night watch, but we're doing grouped up conversations right now.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're all happening at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay, you just provided the information.
Yes, yeah, I just provided the information. So
he'll write to you something.
Something. Cool. See you out here. I'm just gonna walk away.
Yeah, he'll go out there.
Is there like a fireplace in here at all?
Yeah, there's a fireplace.
Is it already going? Or
yeah,
okay.
Fine.
I'm going to add a log to the fire and like kind of poke at it.
Kind of roars to life a little bit for a moment.
Yeah.
Exudes a little more heat into the room.
I don't know why I did that. I didn't like that at all.
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting really warm in here. Are there paintings on the wall that she could?
Yeah, there's probably some paintings on the wall. None of them is extravagant as the ones you walk past as you're coming in.
Yeah.
But
he will write something to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he will. She's just gonna stare at it. She's gonna squint really hard and try. Can I roll to see if I recognize like any letters at all?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Like Pictionary.
Yeah, Pictionary.
You could write in Pictionary.
You could.
Hieroglyphics.
What would that be? Would
history.
That be history?
I think that would be some sort of intelligence, right?
Yeah.
It would be
perception to see what you can perceive out of it.
Thank God. Wait, perception. Yeah, thank God. That's 14.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Will
you tell me what you wrote down?
Do you want me to... okay, so I'll tell you and then you'll relay what you get
enough
from
of the
that.
Information, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of the paintings that you see around, Diane, you see... there's a lot of landscapes in this room. Some of them of places you're looking at them and you're like, wow, that looks so beautiful. I can't imagine that there a place like that exists in the world.
Yeah.
There are some that are just like craggy, frozen peaks with little villages nestled into the sides.
Mm-hmm. Like mountains.
Yeah. On a 14, you can make out a word that seems relatively familiar because you see a lot of shops for it around town. You can make out the word tea.
I'm not a big tea fan, but I appreciate the thought. Okay.
Nah, I guess you'll just get a book and
so yeah, she's gonna at least like look at the spines of the books and like look for like the prettiest one.
Yes. I was wondering if I make a Tusk Love reference.
Yeah!
I was like,
what, like,
horn
desire?
Romance, and then I was like, of romance books and D&D. What? I
Tusk Love.
Born yeah. Desire.
You should do that.
Crazy.
She wouldn't know.
She wouldn't know. I don't want to really follow up on that later. I don't want to deal with those impending consequences.
Yeah.
You find like this really big. Actually, no. We'll say this. You actually find that there seems to be a really old, children's book, like a picture book.
Aww.
I
can do that.
Yeah. You're kind of flipping through it. It seems to be talking a lot about dragons. You notice that there's one, there's a picture that has three really grand dragons, and they're flying over sort of like a, they seem to be flying over a flat landscape. And then as one dragon breathes fire, a mountain appears out of the ground. And another dragon
so cool.
breathes, and water laps up on the shore. And, roll me history check.
Oh.
Does it have caffeine or something?
No.
Oh.
The last Septa are probably the dragon lords.
That's a natural 20.
That's a natural 20. This is totally talking about the dragon lords. Like this whole book, there's only three of the dragon lords. You're like, oh yeah, no, this sounds like stories that people would have told me growing up.
Yeah.
About the three dragon lords, how they
earth,
made
wind, and fire.
they made the earth.
Really
they made a lawn. It's not called the earth. They made a lawn, and then they created all of the different peoples of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The book kind of goes through, and you can see that there's one of the dragons that seems to have kind of, like, he breathes, and in the wake of his breath, there are a whole bunch of elves, and you see...
I was going to say, do I see anything that looks like anybody in our, like, party?
I want that breath weapon.
just vomiting elves.
Vomiting elves is crazy.
Ninth level spell.
Ninth
elves.
Boy. Ninth level spell.
Elf
four.
Breath.
Ugh.
You see that there's a dragon that creates elves. You see that there's another dragon that creates orcs, and there's another dragon that creates humans.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that there is not a dragon that creates tieflings. Now the only ones that are here are the
big
elves, the big three,
the big
elves,
three.
Orcs, and humans.
Interesting.
So
tieflings aren't from dragons, or they are from dragons. She's gonna look for. Oh yeah, I guess you would hear me kind of muttering to myself. Oh, are you like part dragon, or what are you?
Oh yeah, are you still wearing your hood? How much can she see of you?
Oh, I probably would have my hood on.
Yeah, that's fair.
You all see my little red face?
Yes.
sorry, there we go.
Yeah, you could quite clearly tell here that he's a tiefling.
Hmm.
Would you have seen some of in your day?
Yeah. They wouldn't be totally a foreign concept to me.
Yeah, there seem to be... you've noticed over the course of your lifetime that there's been an uptick of tieflings in Bellicor, in the area of Tanakh. But... So you've probably seen your fair number of tieflings.
Yeah.
Both orc and human.
Oh, yeah, because I would definitely run. And I would know they're from Bellicor, right? Yeah, because I'm... Yeah.
That's where you're from.
Yes, that's where I'm from. Are you from Bellicor, too?
Where's Bellicor?
I'm going to be honest, Linkness probably doesn't know. Well, no, you would have probably...
there are some things I would know. I don't.
Yeah.
It just depends where on the map is.
That's
though.
Basic geography. It's the capital of Tanakh.
And Tanakh's the north one?
Tanakh's
the
southern
one.
Are you from Ilya? Ilya,
Tanakh.
Okay.
I just keep forgetting the top one. The one
you're
from.
The one you're from.
No,
how
I'm
convenient.
From. So you're from Ilya. Okay. So, you're not from... Are there a lot of, other people with horns like you there? No? Are your parents... Did your parents have horns too? No? No? That's strange. Not usually like a... It's a parent. Like family is like look similar. I don't know either. Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I guess you could communicate with likeness in yes and no questions.
Yeah, it's 20 questions, but it's just yes and no answers.
I realized that earlier. I was like, wait a minute. I've been trying to think.
trying to think of ways to communicate.
To think all week of ways that might work, but yeah.
So you're far from home. You're not. Well, I guess if we're in the sky, then like you might be like one long fall from home. So that's not too.
You actually probably are the farthest from home you've ever been.
I don't know how far I am from home.
You just know.
You know that you're farther than you've ever been before.
I don't know.
One more step at home, the furthest I've ever been.
Yeah, I don't know if I might have accidentally gone towards home at some point.
It's true. Yeah.
I don't know where I am.
I'm sure. God, same. She also does not know where she is. Oh my god. She's gonna keep looking at the books and like start like getting a stack of them.
Again,
getting like the prettiest ones.
Yeah. You find some really like ornate ones that are like leather bound and have gold filigree on the covers. They all are in languages that you don't understand. But you're like you crack open one of them and it seems to be like like you're not able to necessarily read enough to like read a whole sentence, but you can like. You have enough context clues to know some words.
Yes.
I imagine. Like, yes. You could read slowly but surely. Sign. Like, if you could go, hey, this sign has this word on it, and then it has a picture of a cow on it. That must mean butcher or something.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're able to kind of be like, oh, hey, that word looks kind of familiar. So you're able to kind of...
It's still, like, she still, can't read full sentences, but she is slowly learning to read more because of her wanted posters.
Yeah.
She took her wanted posters and she was like, I guess I gotta learn how to read now.
I was about to say, I'll peek over her shoulder, but I don't actually know, even if she's sitting down, if I can see over her shoulder.
Oh, yeah. You're, like, what, 4?
5 foot.
Do you want to look at him and attempt to discern that?
No, she can just tell how tall you are.
I'll say it.
Like, to the inch?
Not to the inch, but roughly, generally.
5 feet tall.
You're a lot taller than I thought you were. I was imagining, like, 3.5.
No, mm-mm, not that
God,
short.
God, you're so... Are you... I'm trying to think of how she would say this without sounding racist. are others around you usually this small as well?
I'm just confused by this question.
Yeah, no, that's. I'm also confused by this question.
Are you normally short?
Are you? Yeah, like are other people?
Short?
Yeah, no, literally. Are you always
on a bad
short?
Day.
Am I always the short?
You're always the short.
Do you grow?
So, like, are you like you're an adult though? You're okay. So this is just you're just tiny.
Like this. You're stuck this way.
I also realize I am a bit larger than most individuals are. is that obvious?
Headbanging.
She's gonna take this whole stack of books back to her room and try to sneak it out whenever they leave.
Nice. Sounds good. Okay. Do you have any other pertinent questions to ask each other?
We can't. Poor man's mute.
Alright. We'll go on to the next group, which is gonna be Constantine and August.
That was much more productive than I expected.
Constantine has probably just been like kind of like walking around aimlessly, like
what are you gonna get?
You just see like half the books are missing.
Like
she just picked up a bookshelf.
There's an extra bookshelf.
Like he's still.
You hear from your room.
Like, he's not the there. Like he
I
is.
Guess, yeah. Continue.
Like energy has left his face and he's just kind of like not there. It's like
just like in the common room.
Yeah, I'm guessing because we're in like we're not like this in like the miscellaneous sleep time. Everyone's kind of been like going to their beds and he's just kind of still there.
Okay. Actually, I rescind my previous statement from a while ago that says that the door out to the hallway is locked. There are guys out in the hallway. They're not locked in here, but there are guys out there. Like,
okay.
The same guys that you saw of the, like, not guards necessarily, but, like, staff and people. I guess guards that are on patrol. So.
Okay.
All right. August will approach you. I'm August.
Yeah,
you're
August.
Mr. August.
Mr. Constantine, sir. You looking for some pack mace I might help you with?
Oh no, I'm thinking.
Anything in particular?
Is that a common occurrence for you?
Seriously.
I know. I have, and even if I wasn't asleep,
we seem to find ourselves in a strange predicament.
Yes, sir. Strange, certainly one way I put it. I ain't never been in any kind of situation like this. Try to avoid them, honestly.
It seems that we could not avoid this one at all. We are apparently destined. Not even. It seems fate itself has even put us here. Apparently. Apparently.
You put a lot of stock into what that Mr. Oracle man was saying?
I'm trying not to. But it... We're on a floating island in the sky. Question. What is, like, the most magical of things that could, like, okay, like if you Macy was like you found yourself on a giant floating island, you'd be like, oh, because it's like that breaks the laws of physics.
Mm-hmm.
It would imply that magic is real. How does this not get known already? And it, but how ludicrous is it for us to be on a floating island right now in this world?
I'm gonna say that you have heard sort of like whispers in certain circles of like people trying to use Dragonheart technology in order to make things float and or fly. Like they've gotten they're like in the process of making like prototype hot air balloons that use Dragonheart technology.
So this would be
but like the concept of this thing exists in the sky and can like is way like even the fact that the boat can fly.
This is like
is
showing
more than what you anticipated was possible.
This is like showing an airship to someone who has just invented the blimp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not necessarily unmanned drone to blimp.
I mean, we're
blimp
a giant
pilot.
Floating castle in the sky.
Yeah.
Akin to
where
the movie Castle in the Sky. Or perhaps, even Steam Boy. If anyone has ever seen that movie.
No.
I have not seen Steam.
No, when
we
you
don't
say
need
floating
to,
castle
fine.
In the sky, I just think of
that.
That
yeah,
one guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I was saying the...
the epic reference?
No. From the last campaign, there was the castle in the sky for when she tried to invade the human dimension.
That was a city in the sky, dingus.
No, it was a
it
castle.
Was a
it
castle.
Was a castle.
I did
it was
that.
A castle
Wait.
Over the city.
Yeah, it was over the city, yeah.
It was just
oh.
The castle.
Oh.
Don't tell me what I did.
Dingus?
But yeah, he's like...
Dingus and mirror.
You know, reverse card.
But this, like, we're stuck in... We're in a flying castle in the sky, and apparently we're being told that we are... That I am some... As avatar of the coming closing of the Universal Gyres,
the universe pivots on us killing some people, and that you are some sort of keystone in the makeup of the world. And about watches don't exist. 8 hours.
Yeah, the wrist clock.
I have a wrist clock.
In how long has it been? 8 hours.
How long has it been?
Since what?
Since we've been here?
Since this whole ordeal.
So yeah, I guess since the show started on the boat.
I know.
Oh, it's
probably like
12.
It's like, what are you gonna get?
About 12 hours.
And everyone seems to be taking this pretty okay. Haha, but I have my cart. My whole life is in a cart down there.
So bad for him.
What?
He's just crashing out because in about 12 hours he's been told it's like, abandon your life, become the protagonist of the universe.
That's fair.
Kill a man.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about that.
Your destiny is to die in 4,000 years, basically.
If we don't do anything, I assume something might start happening that we see, and then we're like, oh, so we have to.
By the man who has kidnapped us.
Hi, baby.
Hi,
Troy.
Pucker.
We need to give her a little like chair bed somewhere around her.
Gosh, she'd be so upset if she was stuck in that. She would just die.
She's a little nugget. Adorable.
And this does not make you question things. You're a man of science. Are you not?
I'm surprised myself.
I'm flattered by the thought of no sir, I don't really sell.
What is this?
Oh, my father made that.
Do you not pick up anything of your father? That's if I pick up anything of my father.
I know a little bit about mechanical operation, but when it comes to how the universe works, I leave that up to more of the philosophical type.
I feel we are combining the two, the physics, the world, the machine of the cosmos is seeming to be telling us to kill someone, according to some man, but he is in a flying. We are. In a sky castle, is this the machinations of a deranged wizard, or are we? Is this something?
I don't know.
How are you not?
He's having an autistic meltdown.
How are you not freaking out about this?
Is it a Nick character if he doesn't have a crash out?
Well, I would say
a second. Like, welcome to your journey in the universe. Wah!
Yeah.
Mario Core.
That was actually a pretty good one.
That was a really good Mario.
Someone hands you a magical sword, asks you to kill someone, and you're like, who are you? But then the sword glows, and you're like, oh no.
I'm the chosen one.
Not again. Not again!
Jonah Core.
Chosen for the third time in a row.
From the Bible?
That
Jonah. I know you're referencing somebody else. Oh yeah, that definitely is the you've been chosen. Oh no moment.
We're
introducing another Jonah.
Jonah Scott?
It was JoJo Jonah.
Jonah Joestar.
Which is the Joestar?
That's part 10.
That's part 10.
That's
after, he gets eaten by
that's
whale.
After the universe space whale comes and eats.
Dio's reincarnated as a whale.
Yeah, they went back to Cowboy Times. Now they're going
back
to
Jonah. Oh my god.
It's like the orangutan.
No!
Back into focus here. Sorry.
Yeah, back into focus. Yeah, crashing out.
What did you
my
say?
My stand, man eater.
Are we under the machinate? Are we under the thumb of some deranged wizard? Or is this. I hate to imagine it. Is this. Are we truly. Have we been intertwined into the fabric of fate in a way that we cannot untangle ourselves, and is
would mean something more tangible.
Why he's been bars now?
Are you asking me, sir?
Can I not sponge these?
Do you not even think about
stone?
Any of this? How are none of you thinking about this?
Well, I admit it's a little strange. It's kind of out there, and I don't know if I fully believe him, but that's probably about as far as I got. I think we're still on the same page somehow, though.
I think we're all kind of on that page.
I ain't saying I believe him. It's all whole thing. It's mighty strange, but gotta take it one step at a time.
I'm an unhinged mad woman.
Open it.
How do we get out of here?
Well, I suppose
we
can try to find that rowboat again so you can start rowing.
You were just say robot, and I was like, robot.
I guess Constantine eyes the hallway with all the guards.
Did you want to go find the rowboat? I'll go with you. I don't mind.
Oligarchy. Oh, he said all the guards.
I guess he'll like slowly walk towards the
staring.
Slowly.
You could read during a long rest. Rather than sleeping. You just can't stay and watch.
I guess he'll slowly walk towards the hallway with all the guards.
Well, there's a door to the common area, so if you want to open the door and look in the hallway.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, you look. It seems like there are some guards that are kind of like, they look a lot like the guys that you saw down in the bottom of the ship. They're kind of walking to and fro. But yeah, you see, there seems to be some that they're like, yeah, they seem to be like patrolling. Like, they seem to kind of like walk through the castle and just make sure that things look normal.
Takes a step.
That's out into the hallway?
Yes.
You are somewhere where you do not belong.
Nick, I'm going to be honest. If you want to leave the room right now, we are going to have to finish getting through Night Watch first.
Oh! Okay. Well, I guess
like, that has the potential to move us into another part of the story.
Yeah.
We got to finish Night Watch first.
Okay, I guess.
If you want to save that and say that, like, that's the thing that you're doing as Night Watch is ending, because I'm assuming all of these conversations are happening at the same time.
Just say that this is, oh, at the same time.
I'm going to, I'll save it then. I'll say
okay.
This is.
That's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, no. So there weren't guards right at the front of the doors?
No, they're not guarding the doors that you're at.
Okay. I thought they were just, like, guards to the south. Oh, sorry, that's not
the yeah.
I'm sure.
Or help or something. Okay.
Well,
Vigo wakes up.
Yep, I wake up.
Wake up.
Put our lord in the pool, middle girl. You want to?
You want to? Okay, it's Tali or is it Tali?
Tali.
Tali is my grandmother.
And Tali is your grandmother.
Is my mother Tali?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a tally mark.
Yeah, no, literally.
Tally home.
How do you spell it? Because I just wrote a T-O-L-L-I, and then I saw someone else had a P in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's it's P-T-O-L-L-Y.
Okay, I just wrote it off.
Silent P, yeah.
I just wrote it off a sound, and then I saw someone else had a P in there. I'm like, what?
Literally.
Where did that come from?
Why
is that there?
In my head, I'm like,
there's a P in
Tali?
Patali.
Ptolemy,
yeah.
Ptolemy.
Ptolemist.
Ptolemy.
A polygamist?
What? Polygamy?
Polygamy?
So how did we get to there?
I love polygons.
I love
like the octagon, and the heptagon, and the hexagon.
So, the brothers.
The brothers and Tali. So, you do magic?
You don't know that.
He said it though earlier.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He said he did.
Performances.
Oh.
No, I never said anything magical.
That's
no.
True. Okay, so you're some sort of entertainer?
Yes, that I will answer. Theoretically, at this point, Annie is the only one that I know knows that I do magic.
Okay.
Do you do also not magic, but like magic tricks, right?
Yes.
They're like, this coin appears behind your ear.
Like a card trick.
Vigo is the only one that would have seen that at this point. And ANA.
What kind of entertainment do you do?
Well, I used to have a partner, see. We did sort of performances. I play music. We do performances that kind of way. And we also sometimes did, we were picking up, like, street magic kind of tricks.
Oh.
Yeah. Would I have seen this partner, like...
Yes. But, he and I, we don't work together anymore.
Yeah, you don't.
What happened?
I guess the easiest way to describe it would be, he got himself a golden opportunity and went to his head.
Mm. The grass is greener.
Yeah. Might be.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Is it? Tanaka's more tropical, right?
It's, yeah.
I thought it was like...
Desert. Desert, yeah. Coastal type vibe.
Yeah. Ilya's the more green.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think Alabasta. Kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen him around.
Not a bad take.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said Alabasta's not a bad take.
Okay.
Where's that one piece?
One piece. Sorry.
I've seen you around town, but I don't think I've ever met your brother before. Of course, you know, I'm not going to be like that person has siblings, but.
Yeah,
you're look alike in some ways.
You know, in most ways. In some ways, you know, he's got that.
Don't everybody have someone in the family like that?
True.
I suppose.
The insinuation.
Do you have a family?
That person in the family. Yeah.
I think everyone has family, but siblings, no, I don't have siblings. Yeah, no, I'd consider my old partner the closest thing I got to it, but...
Not anymore.
Dead to the family.
Yeah.
Dead to the family.
Fair enough.
So, you sought out a fight, ended up unconscious, and you ended up here. What, would you like to talk about that more, or is that something that you just need to tell your brother?
I mean, the strangest thing happened. It was pretty dark outside, and then there was like a group of people at the docks, and there was an explosion off on the horizon. It lit up the night sky. And then a few moments later, I just see these ripples and then these spheres that came up, some close to the dock, some further away. And I walked over and I looked inside, and there were people inside. And I looked at, there were like two or three on the dock, and I looked through all of them. There were people inside all of them.
Were people fine?
Yeah, the people were unarmed. But I opened one of them up, and they were saying something about like a show or a game or something, and that they were separated from their families.
Or at least he was honest about them getting back safe.
To some extent. We don't... I mean, we can't account for every single person that was on there.
Yeah.
I certainly would like to know if my friend specifically is good, but... there's no way you recognize her. I assume. Dressed up in performance garbs.
Actually, roll me a history check to see if you remember anyone in particular.
I mean,
not bad.
13.
That's not bad.
You remember that there was one of the spheres that seemed to have a lot of like people in performing garb come out of it. So there was a lot of what you assume from gathering people's stories would have been staff of the ship that made it out. You might not be able to identify whether or not Tali's friend specifically, because you've never seen her before.
Right, and that's what
I was saying. You've definitely, they were like, oh yeah, there were definitely performers who got off the ship.
Yeah. Okay. It looked to be like close to a dozen people in each, depending on size of people.
I just,
This whole thing is like, I can understand a performance, but this seems unnecessary.
Yeah, it seems a little over the top.
It's very self-important, all being like,
wait,
well,
so
that's fine, this justifies it.
Justifies what?
Yeah, he's saying we're some sort of reincarnated engine of change for the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to go kill these seven past heroes.
The previous ones, which he says we're gonna live forever until we become corrupted and killed by the next seven set.
Yep. Inevitable evil.
Yeah, how do we know he's telling the truth?
We don't. I asked him to corroborate. He said he was gonna find some book that apparently supported what he said, but... I mean, how trustworthy is that going to be?
All I know, I've got a good thing going right now, and I don't prefer to change that up necessarily.
Yeah, he's saying the world's going to get corrupted by these seven people if we don't do something about it, though.
They have to be very powerful if only seven people are going to corrupt the entire world.
Did he say anything else about these seven people?
No, I assume he's going to talk more length about them the next time we meet up. He was kind of upset you weren't there for it.
That's odd.
How did you end up unconscious?
Did you just go to a fighting ring after seeing people float up out of the water?
No, that was before.
That was before?
Yeah.
How did you end up unconscious? I assume he lost consciousness in the fighting ring.
Exhausted.
Oh.
I heard someone mention a tiefling elf, and then I just hopped on the first boat I saw and made my way over.
He did. I'm dead serious. He rode all the way out to the wreckage, and then he rode all the way to the island.
Yeah.
Wait. So-
I passed out.
That explains.
Having 1 point of exhaustion was being kind.
That is
you rowboated into the deep ocean.
Yes.
Are you?
How far was it?
Stupid.
He's your brother. You tell me.
He's typically the smart one.
Look, man, I might have been a little inebriated at the time. Okay.
I guess there was a little bit of brain damage in there as well from getting hit in the head during a fight or something.
Did you win the fight?
No.
I got close.
Are you winning, son?
How do you get close to win?
There were 50 of us. It got down to like 5 people. Mm. And there was this massive orc lady that...
Was it the one we met? Or...
No. No. Okay. She beat the crap out of us.
I described her as Big Mama from One Piece.
A lot of One Piece references.
You're surprising there were One Piece references today. For someone who hasn't, I say I haven't watched a lot of One Piece, I've watched 100 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
That's
oh my
more word. Than me.
That's more than there are 10. Some shows.
I'm like halfway through.
That's still not a lot of One Piece, though.
That's still.
I think that's more than 10. There are of Castlevania episodes that we're watching, because there's only like. 3-ish, 4 seasons of the first one, and then Nocturne.
Nocturne wasn't there.
There's only, what, like 1,000?
I'm getting Zoe to finally catch up on
episodes
that.
Of One Piece so far?
Anyway,
there's only like 1,050
references to the singular item.
Yes! Oh, yes, my favorite stage play, the singular item!
I'm on the quest for the One Piece.
I'm looking for that one thing.
Yeah, that one thing. The one thing is real!
I hear everyone talking about it, but I don't know any clues.
Yeah, they say some guy left one thing somewhere.
Yeah, I go look for it, and it's not
we're not really sure who or what.
I see several things. It's just absurd.
I'm really not sure why everybody's so excited about it. There's not a lot of details.
Okay, keep going, guys.
Yeah.
So
you just ruined
that's
yourself
silly.
Asleep.
Look, man, I don't know what came over me.
Fair enough. I guess desperation causes.
Might have been trying to wrap it up last night too, but anyways.
Okay.
Well, fair enough.
That explains you. What brought you to the Merivale Fantastique?
Oh, I was looking for Annie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
She has some people looking for her, and I was trying to make sure she was safe.
Interesting.
and why she had a bunch of people looking for her?
Well, knowing some of the people she ran with, I'm not the most surprised person in the world.
Yeah. You know Annie?
Yeah, vaguely. We did some performances for them.
I don't think I know who.
You don't.
You don't.
Yeah.
Is that all?
You know vaguely of her because we've done.
Vaguely of
we've
her?
We've done a job.
Gotcha.
I love a big one. What's
that?
You're
right. I was a communication point. So.
Is that who was on the wanted poster that you took and then stormed out of the guild with?
Yep. That was her.
What guild are y'all part of?
The mercenary guild.
That kind of guild. Okay.
Big guild.
Yeah. I mean, I.
You probably run in enough Lysium purples that you would, if they told you by name, you'd know what it was.
Yeah.
What was
okay.
Do you want me to say it?
It's up to you.
The guild's name is Grim Requiem.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh!
You know the Grim Requiem as a guild of mercenaries and bounty hunters. If you've performed for Ieni, you have potentially also performed for them.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That's a very pretentious name.
Hey man, I didn't come up with the name.
I assumed you didn't. You said you worked there, not that you ran it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, guilds are cool. I've never been part of one myself, but I mean, I've worked with plenty of them. Just never, you know, especially now that I'm a one-person show, it's not really something I felt worthwhile.
Fair enough. Our boss is a little bit of a tool, but he is a tool. Who isn't in that business?
That's just bosses in general, I think. That's why I don't like having one.
If that works out great for you, all the power to you.
Works out well enough. Great might be an overstatement.
Yeah.
If you can find something that works great, then tell me.
How do you feel about leotards?
I am very.
Will you wear leotards?
Wigs?
Maybe.
I think I'll pass on that.
Will you wear wigs?
When will you wear wigs?
Could you imagine me in a leotard with?
You know, in a leotard is now fan art that I need.
Don't you
wear
heavy armor?
I mean, I've got light armor.
You're the blood hunter, right?
Yeah.
In that drawing, you definitely it doesn't look light.
I mean, it's
not the heaviest armor I've ever seen. It looks like it's like leather or something.
It's like it's like I actually can't remember which one I decided on. It's like light or medium. It's not heavy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Do you not have it written down somewhere?
It's studded leather armor.
Oh, that's
light.
That's
medium.
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 It might
medium,
be
medium.
Because it's
studded leather might be lighter
in it.
Studded leather might be light.
I'm not sure.
It's not.
Anyway.
Light. It's medium.
Oh,
is it medium?
Yeah, it's medium. Okay.
I thought I had that.
Padded leather is light. And then studded.
Oh, padded leather. Yeah, that's probably what I had.
Yeah, padded leather is light.
Alright, well. Mr. Rose All Night, for some reason. I leave you to not being exhausted.
Yeah, I'll let you get a little bit more sleep. I kind of want to go have a chat with our tiefling friend.
Bless you.
Again, I really think he's about to seek us out. I don't know if we're really going to have to go look for him.
I'm going to go look for him anyways.
Fair enough.
I'm probably going to walk out shortly behind
whatever
Constantine decides doing. Yeah.
Cool. Before we get to that, I need everyone to leave the room except for August.
Ooh!
Nice.
Huh.
Stepped on my dice.
Ooh, I can decide what we're going to do on the porch this season.
True.
Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom first.
Ooh!
Well, sorry.
That's
so
good.
Hello.
You're gonna be the first little.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, which means this is all being recorded. Except we're gonna cut this out.
Yes.
I'm gonna cut it out later.
Okay.
Actually, stop the recording.
And then we'll just start it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll pause it.
Oh.